Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Welcome to Droid Today. Today is Friday, the 6th of March, 2015, and I am your host, Chris Wilson, for another episode of Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. And we've got some special stories for you, special stories on this special Friday episode. Well, it's been quite a week, hasn't it? Mobile World Congress had some really interesting announcements, both in devices as well as news coming from Google that will impact the future of Android and Android devices and you, the user of an Android device. So it's been really interesting this week. And the news has not finished yet. We've got four stories coming up for you. Some of them are smartwatches, some of them aren't. And then I've got a special discussion topic again at the end of the episode. Is Android too confusing for the average user? I saw a video based on this topic today. I thought I would talk about it on the episode. If you want to get in contact with the show about any of these news stories or any of the topics we discuss, there are two ways you can do that. You can go to the website, droidtoday.com, and leave a comment there, or use the contact form. Or you can send us a message on Twitter, @droid_today. But let's get into the news now. Google has updated news about its wireless plan, possibly. Acer is releasing a high-end Chromebook that you may be, Chromebox that you may be interested in. Navi is a pretty super-looking watch face for your Android Wear device. Samsung has an update on its smartwatch plans. And finally, our discussion topic right at the end of the show. So the first story right out of the back, maybe if you're based in America, you're very excited about this Google wireless plan, the virtual operator that they've hinted at that they may be doing, especially details such as being able to call over wireless connections, as well as using a data network or cellular networks seamlessly. That's one of the key features that seems to be being hinted at. Nice grammatical sentence there. But I've got a little bit of bad news for you if you've been looking forward to this. Well, maybe it's bad news. Probably it is. It looks like this plan is only going to be for Nexus 6 devices. That's not even Nexus 5s or previous Nexus devices, only the Nexus 6. So that's a pretty limited user group. But if you remember earlier on in the week, we were talking about how other networks, other carriers might have been feeling quite challenged or threatened by this, by Google stepping on their toes here. So only offering it for the latest, the highest end flagship Nexus device, that certainly limits this threat and perhaps actually does prove that Sundar Pichai was telling the truth and that this is to encourage other providers to offer a better service. This is still speculation. This story came from the Wall Street Journal, so, you know, pinch of salt, of course, but it could make a lot of sense, especially in light of getting the carriers on board. Next story is about Acer. They've put out a new Chromebox, and it is a powerhouse. If you remember, Chromeboxes run Chrome OS, and usually they're quite low-spec devices, not really there to show off or be super powerful, but this one really has some power behind it. It comes with an Intel Core i3 dual-core processor. It can support 2K screens or 4K screens, and it comes with either 4 gigabytes of RAM or 8 gigabytes of RAM, and those come in at $349 or $399. Also, it's worth pointing out it only has 16 gigabytes of onboard storage, but of course you could have an external hard drive to add extra memory there if you need more power, more memory, more storage. So this is a really high-powered device. It's interesting to think about, especially in light of yesterday's NVIDIA Shield device that we were talking about, the set-top box there. Of course, this is running Chrome OS, not Android TV. So you'll be able to do a few different things with it, and you won't have the Shield-specific games that you can get with a device like the NVIDIA Shield that was talked about yesterday. But you'll have extra options from the Chrome Store. It's worth thinking about because it's a very interesting device to compare to the Shield. They're both running different operating systems, but both are very high-powered devices and could be used in very similar ways to show different content on a TV screen within your home or something like this. Of course, a Chromebox has got a much stronger work feel for it, whereas the Shield running Android TV is going to be more limited to just consumption of media. But you could easily imagine a Chromebox in the future having the option to play Android TV, to switch interface or something like that. Or perhaps a future, and it's worth considering with the ideas of future merging of Chrome and Android. So worth looking out, and also if you want a Chromebox, then this is probably the one you'd want, if you want a high-powered one, of course. Price, maybe not so great. The Flash, spelt with P-H-L-A-S-H, all caps locks, and the is spelt like T-H-A, just to be confusing. The Flash has come out with a watch face called Navi. And it's a pretty cool looking watch face. It's not like any other ones that you'll find out there in the Play Store. It's a really bright neon themed watch face. And it has that design of a skeleton face, so you can see the internals, but it's futuristic and bright. It's primarily targeted towards circular watch faces like the Moto 360 or the LG G Watch R, right? Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it has a day mode and a night mode. It looks pretty fancy. You can customize a lot of the different elements. It's only $150, so check it out if you're into your custom-skinned watch faces. You might like it. Speaking of smartwatches, specifically Android Wear smartwatches, you may have noticed that Samsung, after their initial splurge of smartwatches in quick succession, did not announce a new smartwatch at Mobile World Congress, which breaks a tradition. If you remember, at the Note 4, they had the Galaxy Gear S. Before that, with the S5, you had new versions of smartwatches as well. So this is a change in direction, and they've slowed down. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, they confirmed that they are taking a pause after being first. They pointed out, you know, we've introduced more devices than anyone else. And then they said, we want time to pause to seek a more perfect product. Which is interesting. It makes a lot of sense when you consider Samsung's recent direction, where they changed from this quick, standard, similar device output with this small differences between S5 and the previous versions. And now they've gone for a more refined, more premium design, one which shows that they paid a lot more attention to the design of the device. Design being a more general term here, not just how it looks. So maybe this is also a sign of the internal change, another sign of the internal changes going on in Samsung and how they're addressing products, which is surely a good thing. The S6 looks like a really great product compared to some previous devices, one that you could really get excited about, I think. So it'll be interesting to see what Samsung do when they re-enter the smartwatch world. There's no time set on that. And it's an interesting time to take a pause with the Apple Watch about to come out and with companies like LG releasing the Urbane and the Urbane LTE and Huawei releasing a very premium-looking Android Wear device. So it's an interesting time for them to back off as other companies are ramping up. But maybe they're hoping to catch on the tail ends of that build-up. Maybe they're hoping that people will be, especially after the Apple Watch, will look for an Android rival. And of course, what's the Android rival to Apple? In many cases, it is Samsung. So it's an interesting change of direction. Let's see what they release eventually when they do. So finally, we're going to come to the big topic of the day. As I said, I was watching a video on YouTube, and in this video, the main presenter made the claim that some people, it's a common perception that Android is too complicated for the average person, that the average person in the street finds it complicated. Well, let's dive into it. I'd love your feedback, as I say. So send us a comment afterwards at droidtoday.com or at droid_today on Twitter. But let's start by stating obvious facts. iOS is simpler than Android. No one can deny that. It's a simple fact. You don't have widgets. You have simple icons. You have basic folders, but that's about it. You cannot customize it as much as you can Android, and that makes it simpler. So from the start, Android is more complicated, but there are benefits that you get from that. Another thing that is worth pointing out is that Android is used by more people than iOS, and people use it every day. So, you know, people are using it. It can't be too complicated if people are using it. Maybe it is more complicated than it should be, or unhelpfully complicated, but it is not too complicated or too confusing. Another point, and this was a point made in this video, is that there are many different flavors of Android. You have the stock Android that you would get with a Nexus device. You have very limitedly skinned versions of Android, such as the Motorola's recent batches. And then you have more heavily skinned, such as Samsung devices. And with these different flavors, you are going to get a different type of Android. And some of them are more complicated and more confusing than others. If you look at the massive debate they've had over Android Central, an Android blog, you can see that they've been following the muting feature within Lollipop and how different groups have introduced it. And they've commented that HTC has done it the right way, whereas Samsung have done it the wrong way, because Samsung have kind of had both sets, but they've very different features within different settings. At least this is for the Galaxy S5 version of Lollipop. So even within different devices that are running Android, you can end up from the same manufacturer or different manufacturers, you can end up with more or less complicated versions. Especially when they add on extra bulk, extra add-ons, which perhaps you don't want and perhaps just get in the way of letting Android run. Especially if they're trying to get you to sign up for a service where they get more money. And that brings up another important question, which really you've got to think about when you're discussing this topic. What is Android really like? Is it the stock version, the more simpler version, or is it the skinned version? Many people would say it's the stock version because that's at core what Android is. That's the version that gets updated. That's the official line. But the skinned versions are also official versions of Android. They're licensed as Android. And many more people use Samsung's TouchWiz than use the stock version of Android. So for most people, what they perceive to be Android is a skinned version of Android. So if you're going to talk about what version of Android, probably you've got to talk about the skinned versions because that's what is in the hands of most people. And honestly, I hate TouchWiz. And I think it is more complicated than it needs to be. So I would say Android is not too confusing. People use it, people get along with it. But it is more confusing in some areas, it's more confusing than it needs to be. That's my opinion, and that's the opinion of someone who's used and does use iOS devices as well as Android devices. But I would love your ideas, your comments, and your feedback. You can do that by going to droidtoday.com or sending a tweet over Twitter @_droid_today. Also, if you've enjoyed today's special episode, why not head over to iTunes and give us a comment of rating, some feedback there. It would really help us to have other people discover the podcast and get the word out so we can get even more people's ideas and feedback on this topic and others. Well, that's the end of Droid Today for this week. There's one more week left in this whole experiment. So let's see how next week goes. I'm sure it'll be great. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend and see you on Monday.